Ladies and gentlemen, today we're talking about the FIRS supplement, which is extra money that you can get in retirement as a FIRS federal employee if you're eligible. So today we're going to dive into who gets it, how much is it, how does taxes work, what are the reductions that happen, everything you want to know about the FIRS supplement we're going to dive into today, as well as how it works for special provision federal employees, because the rules are different for you if you're a law enforcement officer, air traffic controller, all you folks, you know who you are, right? We're going to dive into all those details for the normal traditional FIRS as well as the special provision FIRS as well. So let's dive in. What is the FIRS supplement? Let's start there. Basically, it's an extra payment that you get on top of your pension every single month. So as you know, as a FIRS retiree, you can get a pension from your federal job for the rest of your life. The FIRS supplement is an additional payment on top of that. However, the FIRS supplement can get confusing because it has lots of different names that people call it by. Some people call it an annuity supplement or Social Security supplement or the bridge to Social Security. There's a bunch of different nicknames, but most people are going to call it the FIRS supplement. Okay, so let's talk about who gets this FIRS supplement. Who gets this extra payment? Well, you have to be eligible. Not everyone gets it. So as a traditional FIRS employee, you have to retire under either one of these next two criteria. Number one, you have to retire at least your MRA with 30 years of service. Again, at least at your minimum retirement age with at least 30 years of service. Now, if you don't know what your minimum retirement age, if you just Google MRA chart, you'll find it's based on your birthday. For most of you, that's gonna be right around age 57. Okay, so you gotta be at least your minimum retirement age with at least 30 years or age 60 with at least 20 years of service. Again, if you've hit your MRA, you have at least 30 years, you qualify. If you are at least 60 years old with at least 20, you then qualify as well. However, you've gotta hit one of these, okay? So one of those and retire under the age of 62. So if you hit one of these, but you're older than 62, you don't get the FIRS supplement, okay? The FIRS supplement only lasts until 62, which we'll get to that in just a bit. Long story short, if you retire after 62, you do not qualify. And if you retire before 62, but you don't hit one of these, you're not your MRA with at least 30 years, and you haven't hit age 60 with at least 20, you don't get it. Now, if you're a special provisions federal employee, again, law enforcement, firefighter, air traffic controller, as long as you qualify for a full-blown retirement, and for you, what that means is at age 50, you need at least 20 years of service or 25 years of service at any age. As long as you hit one of those, then you qualify for the FIRS supplement, assuming you're under age 62, okay? So, long story short, who gets it? You gotta qualify if you're a traditional FIRS, MRA, and 30, 60, and 20, and be under the age of 62. If you're a special provisions, age 50 with at least 20 years or 25 years at any age, and you qualify, you're good to go. Okay, but let's, again, like I mentioned, the FIRS supplement stops at 62 no matter what. So let me actually break down what that is. Let's say you retire at 57. Let's say, again, you retire at 57. You get your pension and the FIRS supplement in here, but the moment you hit 62, the FIRS supplement goes away. Okay, the FIRS supplement goes away. So even if you qualify for the FIRS supplement, everyone's FIRS supplement goes away at 62. Okay, you get that payment every single month until 62. So if you retire at 59, you're gonna get it for 3 years, assuming you have at least 30 years at 59, right? Or if you're a firefighter and you retire at age 50 with 20 years of service, you're gonna get that for 12 years, okay? Regardless of when you retire, it's going to stop at 62. Regardless. Now, some people think that they are then required to take Social Security right at 62, and that is not correct. So let me actually make one clarification. The FIRS supplement is not Social Security. It is not Social Security. It's completely separate. It's paid by OPM. It's not paid by Social Security. It's completely separate, okay? It is can be confusing with Social Security, but it's not, okay? It's not Social Security. Long story short, if you're eligible for the FIRS supplement by one of these criteria, it's gonna stop paying at 62 no matter when you start Social Security, okay? At 62 and beyond, you can then decide when you wanna take Social Security. Again, that's a topic for another day if you wanna know when you should start Social Security. I've got whole videos on that. but your first supplement's going to stop at 62 no matter what. Okay? So that is what the first supplement is and who gets it. Let's talk about how much is it? How much extra money is this payment? Well, here is the calculation. Fortunately, it's relatively simple. Okay? They take how many years of civilian service you have. So let's say you have 20. Let's say you have 20 years of civilian service, and they divide that number by 40. Now, this 40 number is the same for everybody. It's 40. Okay? It's a fixed number in the equation. So again, your years of civilian service, if you have military time does not count to increase your first supplement, okay? It does, military time does increase your pension, but it does not increase your first supplement. So years of civilian service divided by 40 multiplied by what your Social Security will be at 62. Again, multiplied by your age 62 Social Security benefit. So 20 years divided by 40 is a half, right? 50%, 50%. So basically your first supplement, if you had 20 years of civilian service, would be 50% of what your Social Security would be at 62, okay? So from whenever you retire, let's say it's 57, you're gonna get 50% of your age 62 Social Security benefit from 57 till 62, at which point, again, the first supplement goes away. And then 62 and beyond, you can decide when and if you want to take Social Security from then on, okay? Again, years of civilian service divided by 40, multiply that by your age 62 Social Security benefit. Now, if you don't know what your Social Security benefit is, the best way to go get that is go to SSA.gov, the Social Security Administration website, and make an account where they'll give you an estimate of what your Social Security is at 62, okay? So that is how it is calculated. That's how much it's going to be, okay? So for example, if your Social Security at 62 is $2,000, then half of that would be $1,000, okay? So that's a rough example. So what about taxes? Do you have to pay taxes on the FERS supplement? The answer is yes, it is taxable. So you're gonna have to pay taxes on that. So let's say your gross FERS supplement is $1,000, then you'd pay whatever tax bracket you're in, whether the 20% or 12%, whatever bracket you're in, that's what you're gonna pay on your FERS supplement. It is taxable income, just like most of your federal retirement income. But now let's talk about taxes. Do you have to pay taxes on your FERS supplement? And the answer is, unfortunately, yes. You do have to pay taxes just like the majority of your federal income. You gotta pay taxes on that money. So let's say your gross FERS supplement is $1,000, whatever it happens to be per month. You're gonna have to pay a portion of that to taxes depending on what tax bracket you're in. So that is taxes. You have to pay federal income taxes on that. And you may have to pay state income taxes depending on what state you're in, okay? So that's the tax part. Now let's talk about potential reductions. Potential reduction. So what am I talking about here? Long story short, the FERS supplement, the design of the FERS supplement is for those that retire before 62, right? Before 62. So before someone would be otherwise eligible for Social Security, it's designed to bridge that income gap to get people to 62, okay? However, if you're getting the FERS supplement and you're working and you're actively working, so let's do an example. Let's say you retire at 57 from the federal government and you go take a part-time job somewhere. You go take a full-time job somewhere. If you go out and you're working a job and receiving the FERS supplement at the same time, they potentially will reduce your FERS supplement accordingly. And this is how it works. For every $2 you make over this limit, $22,320, they're going to reduce your FERS supplement by a dollar. So if you make under this limit, if you never make $22,000 or more in a part-time job, you have nothing to worry about. They're not going to touch your FERS supplement. They're not going to reduce it at all. But the moment you start making more than this from a job or business, then again, for every $2 you earn over this limit, they're going to reduce your FERS supplement by a dollar. So if you make $32,000 is about $10,000 over the limit. So your FERS supplement would be reduced by about $5,000 that next year. Okay, and again, the only income that counts against this number is actively earned income. For example, working a job or a business where you're actively involved in, things like retirement income or rental properties, those don't count against this income. So you could have $200,000 of retirement income and still get your full first supplement, no problem at all. The only problem area is if you are working or have a business where you're actively earning money and you're getting the first supplement, and again, you're making more than $22,320 from that job or business, okay, that you're actively involved in. So that is the potential reductions that could happen to your first supplement if you're working at the same time. Now, one of the biggest differences for special provision federal employees, so again, law enforcement officers, air traffic controllers, firefighters, you folks, one of the biggest differences is before your MRA, before your minimum retirement age, this earnings test, this reduction here, actually does not apply to you, okay? So for traditional FERS, this always applies, okay? But if you're a special provisions employee, air traffic controller, law enforcement, firefighter, if you retire, let's say at 50 or any time before your MRA, before about 57, you don't have an earnings test. You can go out and take another job. You can do whatever you want. You can make $1 million a year and they're not going to reduce your FERS supplement until you hit your MRA. Until you hit your MRA, between your MRA and 62, there will be an earnings test. But again, let's do an example. Let's say you're a law enforcement officer. You retire at 45, okay? From 45 to 57, you can make as much as you want from a job. Doesn't matter. From 57 to 62, if you do make more than that $22,320, they will reduce your first supplement accordingly. Okay? So this is a summary of what the first supplement is, right? It's a payment to help bridge the gap between when people retire and age 62, but you can only get it if you're eligible. If you're eligible with MRA in 30, 60, and 20, and you, again, have to retire under 62, because the benefit stops at 62 no matter what, right? No matter what. If you're a law enforcement officer, that means retiring at 50 with 20 years or 25 years at any age. That's who can get it. How much it will be, again, your years of civilian service divided by 40 multiplied by your age 62 Social Security benefit, okay? And yes, you do have to pay taxes on it. It is taxable on the federal level and maybe on the state level, depending on your state. And if you're out earning money, taking on a job, actively working in a business, and you make more than $22,320, your first supplement can be reduced all the way down to zero, potentially, if you make enough, right? But this reduction does not count for special provisions who retire before their MRA. There's no earnings test for special provision employees between their retirement and 57 or their MRA. Anytime between their MRA and 62, there is an earnings test. So that's a summary of the whole video. If you have any questions, throw them in the comments below. I'm sure your fellow federal employees are going to help you out and help you figure out your questions. And again, check out the description. There's tons of helpful resources. If you're a federal employee trying to retire and get the most out of your benefits, there's tons of helpful things in there. But I hope this is helpful. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you guys next time.